us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Brothers and sisters, I greet you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach and welcome you to today's installment of Words of Inspiration. Not only are we to be ready to give an account and an explanation to those who ask us why we have such hope and why we have such faith, but we have to be prepared for those who are not asking that question for reasons of knowledge. We have to put on the whole armor of God to be prepared for all that we encounter as we go out into the world to spread the gospel. In the New Testament, specifically Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18, the Apostle Paul introduces the whole armor of God, a concept that has resonated deeply within Christendom throughout the centuries. This passage is particularly poignant for believers engaged in the spread of the gospel to the ends of the earth, offering not only a vivid imagery of spiritual preparedness, but also a profound theological framework for understanding the challenges and opposition faced in fulfilling the Great Commission. The task of spreading the gospel is inherently spiritual, involving not just the communication of ideas, but the transformation of hearts and minds in alignment with God's will. Paul's imagery of the armor of God emphasizes the spiritual battles that believers encounter, not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of evil. As such, mission work is not merely a matter of logistics, strategy, or eloquence, but fundamentally a spiritual undertaking that requires spiritual preparedness and protection. Each piece of the armor serves a specific function, together providing comprehensive protection and equipping for the believer. The belt of truth. This signifies the importance of honesty, integrity, and the foundational truth of the gospel. In mission work, the truth of Jesus Christ is both the message and the method, safeguarding against deception and falsehood. The breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness imparted through faith in Christ protects the heart and affirms the believer's standing before God. In spreading the gospel, personal holiness and integrity are crucial for withstanding accusations and attacks. Shoes of peace. The readiness to proclaim the gospel of peace enables believers to traverse great distances, both literally and figuratively. Peace with God and the peace of God guide and stabilize the messenger's journey. The shield of faith. Faith in God's power and promises extinguishes the fiery darts of our doubt, discouragement, and opposition. In the face of challenges, faith keeps the missionary steadfast and focused on the divine mission. The helmet of salvation. The assurance of salvation protects the mind from despair and doubt, keeping the missionary's perspective aligned with eternal realities rather than transient challenges. The sword of the Spirit. the only offensive weapon in the armor, it represents the Word of God. Scripture is both the authority and the tool in evangelism, effective in both defense and proclamation. Beyond the armor, Paul emphasizes prayer as essential for spiritual warfare and mission. Prayer connects the believer to the power source, God Himself, ensuring divine guidance, strength, and intervention in the missionary endeavor. Wearing the whole armor of God also implies a collective dimension where believers support one another in prayer, encouragement, and accountability. Missionary work thrives in community, with each member playing a part in the body of Christ, equipped and protected by the spiritual armor. We are to go out boldly and share the Word of God to help people change their lives and understand that God's way is better, that the things that they are seeking can be had by allowing the Lord to guide our lives, because He says in His Word that if we seek Him first, that He will direct our path. And since He told us in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, that He knows the thoughts that He has for us, then we can be assured that they are for our good. Brothers and sisters, I thank you for spending this time with me, and I look forward to our next conversation. Until then, God bless. I've wandered far
away from God. This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.